The fifth station. Jesus is judged by Pilate. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading. The chief priests, with the elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" he said to him in reply, "You say so." The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him, "Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of." Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas and handed Jesus over to be crucified. The Gospel of the Lord. A reflection. Have people ever marveled at your silence? Did your parents or friends ever tell you to speak up, or to show certain emotions when company was over, or when you were visiting relatives? How did even those closest to you react to your quiet demeanor, your poker face? Did they see the you beneath the poker face? Or did they begin to accuse you of not caring, or of being a faker, or of living too much in your own world for your own good? Did anyone ever ask you about this in a spirit of love, wanting to know and understand you? Or did they approach you with accusations about your motives? After all, even some, quote, experts, end quote, still say that we on the autism spectrum lack empathy merely because we do not show it in ways they expect. They cannot see that many of us have too much empathy. We get overloaded too easily and are not able to respond right away. We need time to know how we feel about most anything. In this station, Jesus is brought before Pilate, the Roman governor. The Sanhedrin has accused Jesus of many crimes. Pilate has little interest in Jewish affairs. He merely wants to keep his province orderly, under Roman rule. Jesus does not respond to the accusations. His accusers are not looking for a serious, open dialogue. Their minds are made up. Pilate can only feel amazement at Jesus' silence. Jesus did not try to defend himself or beg for mercy. He knows that speech is pointless now. Jesus knows what he is about. The others do not get it. When others misunderstand our reserved ways and accuse us of bad motives, think of Jesus and his silence before Pilate and those who accused him. Tell Jesus, as best as you can, how you feel. Trust that he already understands you and loves you. Your silence will not put him off. Ask him to help others understand you, and for the grace to forgive them when they do not understand. One day, you will know how to explain yourself to them. Trust in God's grace. A prayer. Father of mercy, grant us your strength and wisdom, that we may follow you in all things. Forgive all who falsely accuse us because of our silence, and help us to stay on the course you have laid out for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.